exclusive support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC is made possible by a generous grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, celebrating 60 years of strengthening community through support of the arts. Well, good evening. You are tuned to KUAC. This is Alaska Live, and we have a room full of roots musicians from the Fairbanks Summer Arts Festival, and I'm so excited for you to hear them. I'm going to introduce people first. I've got Rachel here, Rachel Bayman, right?
Yeah.
And you've got fiddle, and wait a second, you've got a clawhammer banjo, too.
Yeah, I'm doing a little switching around. This week, which is really fun.
And who I saw with the banjo just a little bit earlier now has a fiddle also. It's George Jackson. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Good to be here.
And Ryan Bowers, our hometown kid, here heading up the Roots Music Festival musicians at the Fairbanks Summer Arts Festival. Also have Anne Marita Garcet. Thanks for joining us again. It's so nice to have you back.
It's great to be back. Part of a different group this time.
I know. And Emily Moran.
That's me. Hello.
Hello. Who knows what we're kicking the show off with? You're all here, and you've all got. Emily, you gonna introduce it?
It looks as though we're gonna kick off over here. This is a tune I have. Most of what I do musically, I perform under the moniker Aurora Birch, and this is something from the first record I put out ever, which is an Aurora Birch record, and it's a song called Lark. Little Lauren,
Emily. I am enchanted by your voice and your songwriting.
Thank you.
And wow. You're listening to Alaska Live here on KUAC. I'm your host. I'm Lori Neufeld. Tonight, my guests are the Roots musicians, guest artists from the Fairbanks Summer Arts Festival. And that was a song from Emily Moran, and it was Lark, but the line in there that says, there's a lot of girls named Emily. So you go by Aurora Birch.
Yes. Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
I guess the song kind of answered why you might do that.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I think actually the record I made, I was a little nervous about having that line in there at first, mm-hmm. but I think the record kind of, if you listen to it start to front, has kind of like a becoming process built into it, and it kind of becoming the name is the end result.
Aurora Birch seems like very much an Alaska name for you.
I know.
So it's so cool that you're here.
I know, yeah. And I even picked it independently of it being the most Alaskan name possible.
Do you have any ties to Alaska other than being a guest artist here now?
Yeah, none really. I did a tour here 2 years ago. My friend Emily Anderson is a local,
yes.
local babe. Everyone loves Emily
Anderson. Our local songbird, Emily Anderson.
I believe she's been on the show.
Yes. Heck yeah.
Very recently, their episode, the Emily Anderson Muskox Rider, aired on KUAC television just recently.
Oh. So, cool. Yeah. Yeah, so because of Emily is my only tie to Alaska, so but hoping to make many more.
Right on.
Till now, yeah, definitely.
Well, you're bound to make so many more friends as you're teaching workshops and doing events here at the Fairbanks Summer Arts Fest. What are some of the workshops that you're teaching?
So I'm teaching a beginner guitar workshop, a finger picking workshop, which is not what I just did.
But you were strumming with the pick.
Yeah. But the finger picking is more just with the fingers of the hand on the guitar. Doing an open tuning class, so taking your guitar to some crazy new places and seeing what you can find there, and a vocal technique class, I think. That might be. Oh, and singing and playing at the same time.
Oh, because you showed that skill off very well with that opening number.
Thank you.
That's a thing to learn, though, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's you know, kind of, you know, marrying two things and trying, instead of thinking of them as two separate entities, trying to think of them as one thing. You are one thing working in tandem.
All right. Well, there was your introductory lesson there, folks, for singing and playing at the same time. All right. Well, let's jump into another tune before we get into talking to some more folks.
Don't just like good along.
Yeah. All right. Sounds good. So it's Anne Marita might be next. Now tell us what we might hear.
Actually, we're going to play a cover tune now. I'm going to sing it. This is a Gillian Welsh tune called Tear My Still House Down.
All right.
It's a good one for us to jam on.
I may have to just check that this banjo is in tune.
Tuning is all part of Alaska Live. It's fine. We've got the musicians, the guest artists from the Fairbanks Summer Arts Festival. It's the Roots musicians here taking some time out from teaching to play for Alaska Live.
Still house down. Oh, tear my still house down.
Showing off the jamability of this five-piece band that we've got here with the Roots musicians from Fairbanks Summer Arts Fest. Anne Marita, I remember you were here last year with, was it the Norwegian folks?
The Norwegian group. Okay. Yes, yes.
So are you doing a dual role this year?
Yes. Actually, right. I did last year, too. Okay. But, yeah, we're also this year we got the Norwegian group here as well. And but I'm also with the American Roots group. So, cool. Yeah, spreading myself a little bit thin here. But
Well, but let's get to the heart of the matter that the Norwegian folk music and American folk music has surely some similarities.
Yes, yeah. Definitely. I think, well, I mean, both American folk music and Norwegian folk music have some Celtic influences,
of course.
For sure. And also, the tradition is the same. You know, songs that have been sung around the country, a lot of times you have several different versions of the same song because it's been, you know, passed through generations. The same thing in Norway, you know, just slightly different sounding music.
And you're a songwriter also, and so
yes.
You're writing in the tradition of the Norwegian folk songs.
Well, actually,
sometimes.
My writing style is more in the American Roots vein.
I think you did a song last year. I remember when you started singing, I remember that emotion just came back to me, and I remember almost being brought to tears by one of your songs because it was so beautiful and there was sadness in there. And
thank you. Yes.
You're really able to encapsulate some emotions that run through, you know, a 3 or 4 minute song tells a story.
Thank you. Yeah.
Are you teaching songwriting here at the Fairbanks Summer Arts?
Yes. A performing songwriter class. And we also did a songwriting master class, Emily and the other Emily and Ryan.
Just yesterday.
Nice.
And I'm also teaching a Norwegian folk singing class and a bluegrass country gospel class. So,
I
yes.
I can see that.
Diverse.
Yes. And you are sometimes on your own as a singer-songwriter touring, but sometimes yes. you're with a band also.
Yes. Depends who's available, or sometimes I just got to do it myself.
Yes. And what's the biggest advice you have for somebody who is performing and singing? Like, Aurora Birch was saying, be one with your voice and your guitar and perform. Mm. What's some of the advice that you're giving your students?
Find your thing, whatever that might be, you know, your unique little quirk, that thing that makes people remember you.
Have you had people already that were in your class last year tell you, I found my thing? I did it. Within the year, I found what made me special, and I'm now holding tight to it.
I don't know if anyone said that, but I've definitely seen a lot of development in the people that I've run into before here. So, yeah.
That has to be one of the cooler parts about coming back year after year or one year after another.
Absolutely.
You get to see these folks and how they've progressed.
Absolutely. It's amazing and so inspiring to us as guest artists. So.
Right. Because when you're teaching back home, maybe you're teaching people that are more professionals or less amateurs, or you're doing both?
Both, yeah. It's a huge mix, actually, from the very beginners to people who are a bit more advanced. So,
yeah.
Just depends what they want to learn, I guess.
And you teach guitar also?
I do. I teach beginner guitar and voice and songwriting.
Yeah. So when you are doing your songwriting, do you do it mostly when you're on tour or when you can focus and you're more settled back where you call home?
It depends. Actually, it happens a little bit all over the place. Like sometimes very unexpected inspiration might strike while you're in a hotel room or a motel room somewhere, you know, staring at a brown wall.
Might be one of the more lonesome songs, but we don't know.
Yeah. And sometimes it just happens while I'm sitting there in my studio and, you know, it just comes to me right then, too. It's quite random, actually, for me.
Thank goodness we all carry around recording devices with us these days, too, because if it strikes wherever, as long as you got charged up, you're good.
What did we do without them?
I don't know. You had to write things down or sing them over and over until you had committed it to memory.
Yeah, and then the next day it's gone anyways.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, I am a huge Gillian Welsh fan, so I'm so glad that you chose that one to cover for that last song. It's just really nice.
Thank you.
Well, we're moving down the line, it looks like.
The line has shifted a little bit.
The line has shifted.
Where it was before.
Ryan Bowers.
Yeah. So we worked up One of Mine.
Is this from your newest release?
This is from my new album, Sweet Calamity.
All right. And so you've taught everyone, you've worked up a song from Sweet Calamity for the group. Great.
Coming with me.
face the day when I'll be gone. As soon as I get dressed, I have to go now. When I feel the airplane lift me, I'll know that you're not coming with me.
Familiar voice there with Ryan Bowers and a song from your latest release, Sweet Calamity, performed with these wonderful roots musicians here for the Fairbanks Summer Arts. And Ryan, this year you're heading up the Summer Arts Festival or...
The Roots Program.
The Roots Program.
Yeah.
Yeah. So was it, were many of these musicians handpicked by you?
All of them were.
Good job.
Thank you.
And thank you for assembling.
Anne Marita was not. She's technically
She's from the Norwegian music program, of course.
But living in two worlds.
Yes.
At least. Yeah.
Well, thank you for bringing her along tonight and picking her out as one of your faves from the Norwegian music. Yeah. Did you... hear Mike Flynn's last folk sampler he played
did.
One of your songs.
I think it was that one.
I think it was that one too. I was going to say that, but I wasn't sure.
It was quite an honor.
Yeah.
I was able to fit one of mine in on his last program.
I know, on his last program before he retired at the end of June. So I thought that was so fitting because Mike Flynn has been doing folk sampler for decades and decades and been so close to Alaskans and Fairbanks especially.
Yeah.
And to fit one of your songs in, that was really great that you got your CD down there to him before you retired. So, cool. What are you teaching here at the Summer Arts? Bass, I bet?
Teaching several bass classes next week. I'm teaching a beginner intermediate bass class all week long. And at some point around the end of the week, I'm teaching a kind of an interesting class that I'm trying just for the first time this year, which is a roots bass for non-roots bass. For non-roots bass players class.
So maybe like a classical from the orchestra,
That's the idea anyway, yeah.
She comes in and says, man, I've always been playing classical. I want to learn roots
music.
Yeah,
so that one, I'm kind of aiming that a little bit more at like already proficient, at least, bass players from other styles.
Cool. Well, you have, it seems like, a background in some jazz bass, too, because the songs that you write and and the way you perform seems very much in the jazz genre, too. So you could have a jazz musician. You would really click with them, I would think.
I think so, yeah. Let's see. I'm doing...
Any songwriting workshops
for you? I did the songwriting masterclass yesterday, but most of the songwriting stuff we had last week, we are offering, Rachel can say more about this later, but next week she's teaching a political songwriting class that I'm super excited about.
I can't wait to talk to Rachel about that. That's awesome.
Let's see. And I'm doing a dance music class with Ashley Broder, who's the one additional Roots faculty who's not up here yet, but she will be arriving in time for classes next week.
So how to play a dance, like a contra dance or a square dance where you might have a caller and dancers out on the floor. So how to speed it up and slow it down and...
Yeah, just all of that, some like maybe some even super practical things about like how you work with a caller.
Oh yeah.
As opposed to fight them. and like things that you can do to the music that make it danceable.
Right.
And things that you can do to the music that make it exciting, that like pull people emotionally even as well as physically.
Do you have a contra dance part of the Summer Arts Festival? Is there a contra dance going on?
There is actually. I had an idea a while ago. Not quite. I didn't quite get on it in time for us to do some sort of dance. But the Celtic does contra dance.
Yes, and, that's right.
Hopefully, if I'm able to get things in order for it early enough next year,
nice.
It'd be really cool if we could do a dance too.
Well, Ryan, I love it that you've put together such talented musicians to come up here and be the guest artists for the Fairbanks Summer Arts. It really says a lot about your ability of drawing people up here, and such a great group.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's been a really fun process.
Yeah.
Pick out cool people. And
did you know some of these folks from maybe Berkeley and festivals? And
yeah, I mean, Rachel I'd met before. That Emily I knew through Emily Anderson.
Yeah, of course.
And it turns out I think through like most of the other people that I know from Boston.
Because you played in Emily's band, Emily played in your band, Emily Anderson, that
yeah.
is. And so, yes, Aurora Birch, Emily Moran came up with them, yeah.
And George, I'm not sure if we had met before.
You just knew he was good.
Maybe, yeah.
Well, it's great that you have really get to know each other this week.
And then Ashley was a recommendation from Max Newman.
Great. Another yeah. hometown boy who's coming back for the...
Yeah, Dance Camp North.
Dance Camp North. Yeah. I knew there was
coming
something going on.
Band.
Yeah. They're going to be on
the
Alaska Live also.
Oh, nice.
The String Rays, yes.
Yeah.
I've got it now. The string is coming up. Well, you guys, have you ever tried to name your band here? You know, just on the spot, did you come up with a name for your band?
We have not.
No, it's the Roots Musicians.
We're called Together at Noon.
Together at Noon. I bet you're playing some lunch bites, and you do have a concert coming up too.
Yeah, we have. Music in the Gardens concert
tomorrow night.
Evening in the Botanical Garden
at 7 o'clock.
Yeah,
I guess the time
we
told someone earlier.
It is.
We're like,
what
is it seven or
show?
Is
we're
it
like,
7:30?
Seven.
Yes.
Yeah, Saturday.
And Saturday at the Blue Moon at 9:30. Excellent. What's next on the set list? Is it Rachel's pick next? Ah, George's pick.
I'm the non-songwriter entity in this. I think I'll just do it around this mic here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good, yeah.
So I'm going to play a little fiddle tune that I wrote. This one I just recorded on a new album that I'm going to release at some point in the next year. And it's an old-time sort of style fiddle tune about my house, which is on the Cumberland River in Nashville. And it's called Cabin on the Cumberland. We're just going to play it old-time style here. Thank you.
either this one or this one. Yeah. Man, George, that was a good fiddle tune.
Oh, thank you.
Ah, your accent does betray you, though. You said you...
Sure does. I'm from the South.
Yeah, you said you're from Nashville. I get that.
Yeah.
No, further I'm south than that?
Okay, all right. I'm from a little further south than that. A little further south than Nashville, a little further south than Texas.
It's even warmer where you're from.
Well, it gets so warm that it gets cold again where I'm from.
Oh, because your winters are our summers and your summers are our winters.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. No, I grew up in New Zealand. Yeah. And I also lived in Australia for a long time.
Oh, so okay.
Moved to the U.S. just 2 years ago.
Oh, well, happy to have you.
Well, thank you. I'm happy to be here.
It says in your bio that you traveled around with your family in a bus.
Oh, my goodness. Which bio have you read? That's
I don't
amazing.
Know.
Yes,
and
that's true. That's an old tale now. But yes, I did grow up in living in a house bus with my musician parents, and we were a family band in New Zealand.
It's little quite, George on fiddle or little George on banjo?
Little George played electric bass guitar because he was a rocker. Yeah. But eventually he followed in the mom and dad's footsteps and played the fiddle. So yeah.
Right on. And
now you know all my family secrets.
I do. And you know, some parents say, "Oh, don't be a musician, you know, when you grow up," but parents are probably all for it. Since
yeah,
they
I have to say I'm lucky in that sense that mm-hmm. like a lot of musician friends that I have, their parents have taken some convincing, and maybe also musicians themselves take a little convincing sometimes that like, is this something that I can do legitimately? And I was definitely lucky that, you know, I saw my parents doing it. And so there was never a doubt in my mind that that's what I could do too.
Right.
Yeah, so I was definitely lucky. I count myself lucky for that. Yeah, for sure.
And I also noticed in your bio, Peter Rowan is one of my favorite bluegrass musicians. He's actually been on Alaska Live. That was very cool to have him here. But I saw that you had played in his band also. Did you play fiddle and banjo in that band?
I actually did play both. Yeah, I was lucky enough to play with him when he came to Australia and toured down there for, I think, close to a month we toured.
I love it. So Peter Rowan goes to different countries and just puts together a band in that country.
No, I don't think he does that all the time. But the musician that he had been planning to bring didn't quite make it, and so they were looking for a fiddle player, and the booker who was booking that tour for them suggested me, which I was stoked about. So I got to travel around with Peter for close to a month. I drove the car. I was a tour manager and fiddle player and banjo player. And
They needed somebody who could drive on the other side of the road naturally.
Well, yeah, that helped. Yeah, I'm gonna give Peter's secret away here, but I did let him drive one time.
Oh, how'd that go?
Well, we got pulled over in about the first 3 minutes. After he was going around about 50 kilometers above the speed limit.
Oh.
But
were you guys listening to some fast fiddle tunes in the car or
exactly,
something?
Yeah. He wanted to get there fast. But yeah, that was a total amazing experience for me to get to play in
his
band for a month. Yeah.
Yeah. And you're here in Fairbanks doing the Fairbanks Summer Arts Festival. And are you teaching both banjo and fiddle?
Yeah, I'm doing some beginner fiddle, and I'm doing some beginner banjo and some advanced banjo. And
both clawhammer and five string?
No, just the bluegrass style banjo. Yeah, I'll be sort of looking at scrug style and some other sort of more advanced techniques if people want to look at it, but all with the picks and the resonator banjo.
Very good.
And then, yeah, with the fiddle stuff, I'm just doing the beginner fiddles, and then I'm doing a twin fiddle class with Rachel here, who's a fiddler also. So, so it was pointed out to me the other day, twin fiddle doesn't mean that one person is playing two fiddles simultaneously, but
wow,
that's two people
that.
With one fiddle each playing together. So that's what twin fiddle is.
Fiddle sticks, that's all on one fiddle.
That is, yeah.
But
yeah.
That's not twin fiddle. I get it. Well, it's great to have you here. Is this your first time in Fairbanks?
It is, yeah. It is my first time here. Went to the hot springs yesterday. That was pretty good.
That's perfect because
yeah.
It got even kind of cold yesterday.
It did,
so,
yeah. Not in the hot springs, though.
No.
Yeah.
That's so nice. Yeah, it was really cold. It got below freezing in some parts, just
really?
A few miles out of town. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Overnight,
yeah. I bet people's basil plants did not like that.
Well, we are quite far north. Yeah.
We are, yeah. But we have sun until midnight. So
I know. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's blowing my mind, actually, because I'm never sure when to go to bed. I know this is like, you know, probably talked about a lot, but it still is doing my head in a little bit.
I bet. You just darken the room you're in, at least, so when you're ready to go to bed, and keep an eye on the time. Just set an alarm so you know when to go to bed and when you
want right.
to get
tips
up.
Tips from the local. Thank
That's
you.
Right. That's right. Oh, George, so great to have you here for your first time here in Alaska.
Well, it's not my first time in Alaska,
okay.
but it's my
first time
in
Fairbanks.
Fairbanks.
Great.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, welcome back to Alaska and welcome to your first time in Fairbanks.
Thank you.
And now you live in Nashville. And
I do. Yeah.
Are you a session musician down there? Or do you have your own band mostly?
I suppose of sorts. A lot of musicians in Nashville, pick up work in bands.
Yeah.
So that's what I do. I work for currently I work for a bluegrass band led by bass player Missy Raines.
Oh yeah!
So,
wow.
Yeah. So that's what I do at the moment. Mostly stuff with her. Sometimes stuff with some other bands, but mostly that's keeping me busy. And that's touring work. So living in Nashville, not really playing in Nashville.
Your stuff's
in Nashville.
When
I'm in Nashville, I'm like doing emails and. Trying to, catch up on sleep and chasing groundhogs out of my basement. But
oh, no.
That's true. That's
they
a true story.
They don't pay rent. You cannot be letting the groundhogs live there.
No. Well, I was kind of fine about the groundhogs for a little while. They ended up like digging their way all the way to the
They're chewing on things and
basement,
digging in
so,
things. Oh
yeah.
My goodness, no.
So we had to expel the groundhogs eventually. But yeah, so when I'm in Nashville, I'm not usually playing, but Nashville's a great place to have a gig touring out of. So it's a very central location on the East Coast. So a lot of bands just kind of base themselves there and go all directions out of there. So that's what
I
do.
Well, and the weather probably suits you if you grew up in New Zealand and Australia. Nashville weather is probably good for you.
Well, New Zealand is a lot colder than Nashville. I'm kind of glad I'm not
really?
There right now.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, well, what's next on our set list? I bet we've got Rachel coming up next. Okay.
Yeah.
Another fiddler.
Another fiddler. I know. Can't get rid of them.
Oh, we don't want to either. You're tuned to KUAC's Alaska Live, and it's the Roots musicians from the Fairbanks Summer Arts Festival. They're joining us here.
We're going to do one off of my album that came out in a year ago, June. It's called Shame. This is the title track. These folks were very kind to learn this song with me today.
I think it shows really good musicianship and the ability to teach and learn for you guys. You're teaching and learning all at the same time.
I always enjoy at camps, like if I'm teaching, one of the best parts is getting to meet the other teachers and hang out with them and play music. It's a little perk.
And learn their songs and teach them your songs? Yeah.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Okay.
You cannot tell me that they didn't know that song before today.
No, they didn't.
That's amazing.
Today, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Ryan maybe heard it preliminarily.
Mm-hmm. But, and I've heard that song on the radio, actually.
That makes me so happy. Yes. You wouldn't even believe.
Yeah. I've heard it on possibly Bud Johnson's Acoustic Accents.
Yeah, probably.
And yeah.
Bud's really awesome.
Right. And so, wow, that's a really great. That's off of your second album, you say.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I guess it is. My first one, I feel like, doesn't really count, but it is out there. So, yeah for sure.
There was a rumor in this room that you are doing a political songwriting workshop.
Yes, that is true. Blame Ryan for the riots that I cause.
Well, we are ready for the protest and riots, I bet. When did you come up with this? This year, last year, 10 years ago?
This particular song.
This idea of teaching political songwriting.
Oh, well, actually, this is going to be my first political songwriting class, but I'm actually so thrilled because it's something that I think about a lot and something that I talk about a lot, especially this past year releasing this album. I've gotten a lot of questions about it. So I'm excited about it. I feel like I do have some like ideas on that topic. So it'll be really fun and really fun to hear what people kind of come up with too. You know, like people, I'm sure, bring their songs.
Yeah. People have a lot on their minds these days, and putting that to song might be cathartic in one way.
Yeah, it's a really tricky thing, you know, for me, because I think about it a lot, and I grew up in a really, really politically charged household, and I often felt like I was just, like, drowning under these crazy lectures and, like, just really depressed and, like, the world's ending constantly. And this was even before it really was ending, you know what I mean? So that was kind of like, why, you know? And I kind of needed to take a break from it. And when I came back through it to like politics through music, you know, it's for me, I feel like I experience things and people experience things through music on a very emotional level. And you can create a perspective from a specific character similar to writing a novel, you know, And when someone can kind of have empathy for that character or that person or that one perspective, I think that the ability to communicate about an issue is so much better, you know, because you're saying, like, like in that song, I'm saying, this is how this makes me feel, you know, and people can't really argue with that. You're not saying bad, good. You know what I mean? Like it's a special way of communicating, you know? So
if we could come at it with, we're all humans, we're all, you know, we all have friends, we all have mothers, we all have fathers, mm-hmm. we all have sons and daughters. I mean, it's,
yeah, and you know,
we have so many more similarities than differences.
Yeah, and there's so many amazing songs that come out of the South that are even expressing viewpoints that I don't agree with necessarily, but I feel like I understand where something's coming from. I mean, especially coming from a old time and bluegrass background, like, you know, that's a Southern music, and a lot of that culture is extremely socially conservative and politically conservative and like traditionally. But it's also like a culture of the people. So it's a very working class culture, and there's a lot of hardship in those communities. And there's a lot of songs that, you know, express that. And it's kind of a special zone. If you want to work politically, it's somewhere that is, you know, something can be done, but also it's, you kind of have to be careful because there's a lot of ways to write a political song that's just going to feel divisive and pointless. You know?
I don't know how I knew to put this in the set list after Alaska Live for Around Midnight Tonight, but Tim Easton's song off of his newest album, Don't Spectate, Participate.
I love Tim Easton.
Right? Don't you know, spectate. He's not from Alaska, but we really do claim him as our own because he spends a lot of time up here.
That's great. I hope to have that status one day. This is my fourth summer in a row. Nice. Coming to Alaska. I'm on a roll.
Have you been teaching at the Fairbanks Summer Arts Festival these last few summers?
I haven't. This is my first time to Fairbanks. I've done a lot in the Anchorage area, and I've taught in Homer and played a lot of gigs around beautiful, wonderful communities. Random to me because they're far away from home.
Where do you call home?
I'm also living in Nashville. I grew up in Chicago, but I have been in Nashville about 10 years now, so I definitely call that home now.
And what was your music background when you were growing up in Chicago?
I grew up playing fiddle, and I did a lot of kind of fiddle contests. So in rural Illinois, you know, Illinois State Fair kind of thing. And there was kind of a little jam in my hometown on the west side of Chicago, folk music jam. And I had a really cool teacher who was an older guy who just loved fiddle tunes, and he was my mentor for a long time. And then when I got to be a teenager, I started traveling to camps and things like that too, similar to the places that I now get to teach at, you know.
Some of the techniques that he used with you on to your students now?
Yeah, you know, it's amazing how often I find myself drawing on the things that my teachers used to say to me. Yeah. Like we were teaching, Ryan and Emily and I were teaching a harmony workshop these past couple of days, and I was just finding myself repeating the things that had been told to me when I took a few voice lessons in college. And I was just thinking about how you really need great teachers to be a great teacher. You know, it's like you have to have that experience of being taught really well, and then you can, you know. So having grown up going to camps, like, I really enjoy teaching at them because they were such a formative experience for me.
Absolutely. Well, the Fairbanks Summer Arts Festival Roots musicians are here, and I think it's time. Did you pick out a finale for the listeners? They're deciding what that might be now. They're looking at each other going, yes, we know exactly what we want to do. We're jamming the hallway for a while, and
we have two songs. Just got to pick one.
All right. Flip a coin, whichever you think is. This is the first I think we've ever had for flipping for what goes for the finale for Alaska Live.
It's Tails. All right. Emily's song.
So it's Emily's song.
I did the coin flip, but
but everybody saw the results, so we're good.
right. Should we do a little switch around?
Yeah.
Should we shuffle in over here?
Well, thanks so much for having us. This has been great.
Thank you.
It's been great to have you here. So, Emily, it was your win on the heads, so it's one of your songs that we're rounding out the show with. Great.
Another one off the aforementioned Aurora Birch record, and this one is called Haunt Me. Are we ready? Ready to rip it? Well, I guess it's just me in the beginning, but...
Walked into the kitchen and I couldn't hear a sound. But that certain kind of silence when your lover's in the ground. Our trinkets and our relics, I would flesh them pound by pound. If that could mean my love could come around. So haunt me, darling, haunt me. Oh, I can't lose you yet. Grab an old white bedsheet and scare me half to death. I need you somehow, and I'll take what I can get. So haunt me, darling. We might, or when I miss you so much more than I have symbols for your life. Haunt me, darling, if for just one night. So haunt me, darling, haunt me. Oh, I can't lose you yet. Bedsheet and scare me half to death. I need you somehow, and I'll take what I can get. So haunt me, darling, I can't lose you yet.
Wonderful. You can see all these great musicians on the Music in the Garden stage tomorrow night at 7 at the Georgia Botanical Gardens. And it was so nice to have you here, Rachel, George, Ryan, Ann Marita, and Emily on KUAC's Alaska Live. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you.
For KUAC's Alaska Live, I'm your host and tonight's sound engineer, Lori Neufeld.
Exclusive support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC is made possible by a generous grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, celebrating 60 years of strengthening community through support of the arts.